Now, the rest of the story. Martin's life began with a social cliché. Parents in the low-income bracket, a father determined to see his son rise above it. A career in law was the going thing, lucrative, prestigious, and young Martin agreed. Until one day something happened to Martin, something simultaneously terrible and wonderful. And everything changed. Martin's father had spent his entire life struggling against poverty, against his social inequality. He was determined that his son would never have to do the same. Education was the greatest consideration, so Martin went to college, achieved his bachelor's, graduating second in his class, went on to complete a master's degree. After receiving his master's diploma in June, Martin returned home to visit his parents. There were many long discussions about Martin's future, culminating in his father's repeated insistence that the young man go on now to study law. It did not take much convincing. The future in itself was exciting to Martin, and a future as a lawyer was more exciting still. And so early in July, eager to arrange his entrance into law school, Martin left home, bound once more for the university, but he never got there. Because in mid-journey, something happened. Something, as I say, simultaneously terrible and wonderful. And everything changed. A career as a lawyer now was out of the question. For it was then that a law greater than the laws of men had reached in and fulfilled Martin's young life. And he, in turn, enriched the world. Now, when Dad later learned of his son's change of mind, when he learned that his son wanted to enter a monastery, he was at first enraged. At a time when the world was becoming more worldly, surely his son as a monk would soon be forgotten, but you know that he was not. For you see, that sudden change in the course of Martin's life, which began as a detour on the road to law school, was the first step of a most significant journey through which the dimensions of Christianity itself would be altered forever. And you're ahead of me, aren't you? You now know Martin's last name. The world remembers this promising young scholar as the most effective religious rebel of all time, Martin Luther. But I've not yet told you the rest of the story. He had started out to be a lawyer, was enthusiastically in pursuit of that profession, and his work would never have begun were it not for an incident which occurred on a lonely country road on his way to law school on the 2nd of July in 1505. He never made it to school. But as a result of what happened on his way, the Protestant Church was born. For on that day, on that road, the turnaround came. When in the midst of a sudden, violent summer thunderstorm, young Martin Luther actually, factually, physically was struck by lightning. And now you know the rest of the story.